The District of Souk celebrated its 25th anniversary of incorporation on Saturday, June 7, with a vibrant community celebration held at the historic Woodside Farm. Residents, including families with young children and longtime Souk residents, gathered at the picturesque farm, the oldest in Western Canada, to mark the milestone. Valerie Bronchig, a Souk resident since 2008, attended the celebration with a deep connection to the farm's history dating back to 1851. "It's hard to believe 25 years have come and gone," she exclaimed, highlighting the significance of the anniversary. Bronchig's great-grandfather, Adam Ross, married Marion Muir, the daughter of Michael Muir, one of the three sons of John and Anne Muir, the founders of the farm. She expressed her gratitude to the current owners of Woodside Farm for their dedication to preserving and restoring the 34-acre property, including one of the original houses. "Now it's part of the community," she said, emphasizing the importance of sharing Souk's heritage with both residents and visitors. Valerie Bronchig, a descendant of the farm founders, is pleased to see one of the original houses behind her restored beautifully. Harry Coro, Souk News Mirror. Mayor Maha Tate echoed Bronchig's sentiments, praising the unsung heroes in the town who consistently pay it forward to the community, citing the current owners of Woodside Farm as a prime example. She emphasized the spirit of generosity and dedication that defines the town, regardless of how long residents have called Souk home. "Whether they're new arrivals or they've been here for generations, they are people who rise to the occasion," Tate said. "The community of Souk is friendly, kind and compassionate." Souk Mayor Maha Tate at the Greenhouse. Harry Coro, Souk News Mirror. Reflecting on her time as mayor since 2014, Tate discussed the changes and continuities that have shaped Souk over the past 2.5 decades. "What's new is a focus on livability, advocating for healthcare, for schools, for recreational amenities," she explained. "The development of the Stickleback Urban Trail, an accessible trail system that connects residents, was also cited by Tate as a major success, particularly with its popularity among elementary school students participating in walking school bus programs. There's been some improvements, but it's still largely the same highway, although there's a few more traffic lights," she said, referencing the persistent traffic concerns. She also noted the ambulance service has remained unchanged, and that the district has been impacted by provincial cost downloads, such as payments for ECOM and 911 service charges, and rising RCMP costs. Meeting new farm friends. Harry Coro, Souk News Mirror. The Community Day at Woodside Farm offered a variety of activities for all ages. Families enjoyed sunny garden strolls through strawberry patches, hayrides through the fields, and hands-on encounters with farm animals. Children's delighted shrieks filled the air as they explored the pirate ship play zone. Various booths lined up a section of the farm near the entrance, offering information and resources to homeowners. Tented areas hosted presentations from experts on topics ranging from ecology and carbon-wise living to retrofitting and strata upgrades. Interactive displays encouraged residents to share their thoughts on what makes Souk feel like home. Colin Rutherford and Mei Chung are enjoying some cupcakes at the Community Day. Harry Coro, Black Press Media. Colin Rutherford, born and raised in Souk, emphasized the district's unique natural beauty and the proximity of the ocean to the forests and their home. "We're within 15 minutes of the beach and the forests. This is a great place to raise our kids," he said. His wife, Mei Chung, praised the many local charity and organization groups that contribute to the community's vibrant atmosphere. "They always host an event on the weekends. It's a small community, but almost everyone knows each other and you always run into someone doing good things for the community, so we love it here," she said. Together, Rutherford and Chung affirmed, "This is our home," while enjoying complimentary cupcakes distributed during the celebration. Beneath the shade of a large tree canopy, residents relaxed and enjoyed the festive atmosphere. Families are taking a break under the canopy of a tree. A timeline of Souk's 25th anniversary as a district was displayed throughout the farm, showcasing the district's accomplishments over the past quarter century. Dana Layunes, MLA for Juan de Fuca, Malahat and Parliamentary Secretary for Accessibility, highlighted the benefits of Souk's incorporation as a municipality. As an incorporated municipality, you have more control over your infrastructure. For example, one of the first decisions that council made 25 years ago was that we needed to put in a sewer system because all of the existing houses at the time were on septic, Layunes shared. That has negative effects on the harbor and basin in terms of shellfish harvesting, so now we have a sewer system. Looking ahead to the next 25 years, Layunes emphasized the importance of continued growth while preserving the district's natural environment. What I would like to see is that we preserve the natural environment as much as possible because, as you can see, it's a beautiful place and the community spirit that's here is one that was formed years ago, in 1936, since the first All Souk Day, he said.